CannaFest is back for its 11th year. The event will be on Saturday and Sunday, September 12th and 13th at the Arcata Ballpark. The event brings together farmers, hash makers, musicians, artists, chefs, and more for a curated, community-minded event celebrating the unique cannabis culture of Humboldt County. KMUD News spoke with one of the event's organizers, Steve Guider, to learn more about this year's CannaFest. Steve first spoke on the event's move to the Arcata Ballpark and community changes since the first CannaFest 11 years ago.
It's an exciting change for us because when we first started CannaFest 11 years ago, it was like a coming out party for the community of legacy farmers that never really had a actual state licensed legal way to make their income and to something to be proud of. So through the years, it's changed a lot in the last 11 years around here, as far as the cannabis life cycle ecosystem. You know, the prices changed so much. There used to be 15,000 farms in the community in 2015. That's what was measured. And at this point, there's less than 250 licensed cannabis farms in Humboldt County. So because things have changed so much, it's really cool to be able to bring the festival from what it started out as into a staple community-focused celebration of the community that's around, the creative community that's encompassed around CannaFest and all in our community. It's really an expression of our local community and definitely focused on education, entertainment, and the community around the plant itself. And so bringing it right downtown to Arcata just invites it more into the middle of the community. It makes it way more accessible. Lots of people can ride their bikes. Lots of people can walk. People can easily bring the whole family down.
This year's CannaFest also includes the Headstash Bowl, a competition for growers and rosin makers.
Called the Headstash Bowl. And the Headstash Bowl was originally the CannaFest Bowl in 2015. So we've also been doing these competitions for 15 years. And the name changed. And the competition kind of runs side by side CannaFest. So we start promoting the competition and the festival around the same time. But as of this last Saturday, all of the samples have been collected from all of the participants. So adults that want to participate, they share their cannabis concentrate samples with us. And then we get those to other adults that are judges. And we had over 300 applications come in for the judges, and we picked like 23 judges, I believe. And so we have all these competitors that give us the samples. We have an app that we've made that helps assess and score their samples. And so they use the app to score and give us all their comments and input. And then we use that to determine the winners and give out awards at a party that we'll be having at the end of October. So we give the samples out the night before CannaFest, and then we actually have the party, the Headstash Bowl party, awards party, and we give out the awards and have a dance party. So all that stuff kind of runs, you know, side by side CannaFest.
The 2026 CannaFest will not include on-site cannabis sales, owing to a complicated regulatory system and onerous oversight in past years from the California Department of Cannabis Control. However, the downtown Arcata location means attendees are mere blocks away from many cannabis retailers.
So this year we decided to not have a licensed sales, it's called a licensed sales and consumption area, which is basically like setting up a giant dispensary on site. So the last couple of years, the DCC really made it, they really harassed us and many of the businesses who came to the festival. We did everything possible and followed all the rules of how we were to set it up so that we could do this. And it's just the things they're asking are just ridiculous, and it's not worth it to us to do that this year. Maybe we'd change our mind in the future or something, but instead of bringing the dispensaries into the ballpark, we have a shuttle bus and a couple options to get people to dispensaries right from out front of the festival. So as far as like purchasing cannabis, if people came to CannaFest and they wanted to purchase cannabis, we point them to the five local dispensaries that are within five blocks of the festival.
And of course, a huge reason to attend CannaFest is the full lineup of musicians over the two-day festival. Steve Guider spoke about the artists coming to the Arcata Ballpark for this year's event, along with additional education opportunities and a zone for families.
Melvin Seals and JGB are headlining on Saturday night, and Brett McFarlane and the Freedom Riders are headlining on Sunday. And then we have, you know, some international and nationally touring acts, as well as a whole bunch of our local legends that don't necessarily play all the time, or don't, you never really see them all playing together. So we always try to mix it up and bring out folks like Ishi Dube and Naive Melodies, the California Poppies, Kingfoot, Papa Hallie and the Fleas, Timbata, Makenu, Hella Mendocino, and the Cowtown Palace, plus Sister Carol on Saturday night, as well as Shuck Nasty, also playing Saturday night. And you could see Bella Rain on Sunday night before Brett McFarlane. And so that's all of our music on our two music stages. And then we also have our family interactive zone. And there's a little zone over there where there's entertainment and educational things, mostly entertaining and educational things for the whole family.
Steve also spoke on the logistics setup of this year's CannaFest, including opportunities to engage with speakers and many vendors that will be at the festival.
Yeah, we also have a the Into the Cannabis Talks stage, which will be adjacent. It'll be close to the main stage. And whenever the main stage goes off, the talk stage will pick up for an hour in between each of the main stage acts while the Unity stage is running, giving you an option to listen to some live music or come over and engage with a panel discussion or visit one of our couple hundred vendors that'll be out there. Exhibitors, vendors, and we've got a lot of really good food. I was just going over the food list. There's a little bit of everything out there. You won't have to go anywhere, but you'll be able to leave the park and come back in at your will. If you have a weekend pass, you can do that throughout the whole weekend. And then we also have day passes if you just want to come out for the day. Pick a day and come on out.
CannaFest will be held on September 12th and 13th at the Arcata Ballpark. You can find more event information and purchase tickets at CannaFest.com. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.